News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, according to new research, Instagram's algorithms are pushing teenage girls who even briefly engage with fitness-related images towards a flood of weight loss content. And to discuss this topic, I'm joined by Alex Cooney, a CyberSafe Kids chief executive and co-founder of that organisation. Alex, this was research carried out by the Five Rights organisation in the UK, which campaigns for tighter online controls for children. Give us the principal headlines out of the research.
Yeah, so actually it goes beyond Instagram. It was more around generally social media platforms are directing content that would be considered harmful towards children. So they set up some avatars and they worked with Revealing Reality to gather the research. And
avatars basically being fake accounts effectively.
Yes.
Mystery shopping.
Sort of, posing as children.
Yeah.
And they interviewed designers as well. So they gathered a series of research, and they found that the way that the algorithms were designed was resulting that with children being targeted with, you know, content like eating disorder information, so pro-anorexia sites, suicide and self-harm sites, pornographic material. There was encouragement to engage with people that they didn't know online. So I suppose all the things that we would be concerned about, you know, this report is outlining that these things do happen, and they're not directly trying to cause harm. It isn't that they're sort of deliberately trying to harm children. It's more that they're getting caught up in these algorithms. It's the way that the business model is designed to optimize, you know, engagement, activity and followers on these platforms.
Yeah, but the insidious element of it seems to be, as I read it, Alex, is that the platforms, whether it's Instagram or others, know full well that these are children on the sites, because there are also child-directed ads on the platforms as well as the weight loss ads.
Yeah, and what's concerning also for us is that we know a lot of children under 13 are using those platforms. You know, a huge number of under 13-year-olds. So we've got data on 8 to 12-year-olds. And in our last year's findings, there were 65% of them signed up to these sites. So, you know, we know that there are children who are putting in fake ages in order to access these services. And, you know, that this information is being pushed at them. And it's really disturbing. But there's also this real fear of missing out. So children want to be there, but they're, and they also enjoy being there, but they, you know, don't like the darker side of it.
Now, I suppose we should say that Facebook, which owns Instagram, says that some of the data in this research is distorted, and just to put their point of view. But what's to be done about this, Alex? Because this isn't the first time that Instagram in particular has been pulled up for this kind of targeting of ads at young people in an unsafe way, effectively.
Yeah, there was a case a few years ago of a young girl in the UK called Molly Russell, and her father very strongly felt that Instagram had a role to play in her suicide. You know, that she had faced a lot of content on that site. So there are still investigations ongoing there. But yes, it is a problem that has arisen before. What we need to do is regulate. We need much greater accountability. We need there's an age appropriate design code being rolled out in the UK later this year. You know, we want to see that across the board. We want to see safe and ethical design and children-centered design being rolled out, and that there is much greater accountability. We also need good education. We need to empower young people online to really question the content they're coming across, to challenge things, to understand advertising, misinformation, disinformation online. You know, we've got a lot of work to do. This stuff is all kind of caught up with us, but yeah, it certainly is not acceptable moving forward.
And speaking of education, on a slightly related topic, I see IT Carlo is suggesting now that they're going to introduce their Digital Hustle Summer School, which is basically an education program, I suppose, for influencers. But they're going to introduce it to transition year kids in secondary school. What are your views on that? Are kids of that age the right target for that kind of proactive impact on social media?
I mean, I suppose it depends on the design of the course. It is certainly a sign of the times. A lot of young people do want to become influencers. You know, they no longer want to be the movie stars and rock stars. It's influencer culture is what a lot of young people aspire towards. But I think if it's done properly, you know, with good digital literacy education as part of it. So that, you know, what we're what young people are being taught is how to really carefully curate the image and the that they're putting out there and the information that they're putting out there, so that it presents not a completely real picture of their lives, you know, that it is curated and, and it's done so in an informed way. You know, maybe that is a positive thing, but yeah, it would certainly have to be done properly with that very strong education piece built around it.
And I'm sure IT Carlo will do it properly from that part of the world myself. Alex Cooney, Chief Executive of CyberSafe Skids, thanks indeed for joining us this morning.